didn't know. I didn't know.
Well, I didn't like cheeseburger alley cats near me. A petrified fish disease, I wish somebody'd hear me. I didn't like maple dew, honey melon, watercress. I didn't like fish shoes down my honey watermelon. I didn't seem to miss you when you kissed my honey water. And even showed a picture, showed it down my honey's border. But who laid silver tooth, broke my sunny shoe shine? And all my plastic melon dreams are waiting for their new shine.
Pardon me, Doug.
Is this a picture of Otis Redding?
Yes, yes.
Taken just before he died.
Well, you can give me his time.
You can give me his time.
I didn't know
that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone.
I didn't know
that I was that far gone.
I didn't know
that I was that far gone.
I didn't know
that I was that far gone. I didn't know that I was that far gone.
I didn't know
that I was that far gone. I didn't know. Oh, yeah.
Clear. When eyetails and toenails and liquid all meet me. When mustard pies and carrot eyes and flounders come greet me. I didn't know that I was that far gone.
I didn't know
that I was that far gone.
I didn't know
that I was that far gone.
I didn't know
that I was that far gone.
I didn't know
that I was that far gone.
I didn't know
that I was that far gone.
I didn't know
that I was that far gone.
I didn't know
that I was that far gone.
Pardon me, Doug.
Is this a picture of Otis Redding?
Yes.
Taken just before he died.
Well, you can give me his heart.
Give me his heart.
Thank you. We didn't know.
I look into the finance box just to check my status. I look into the microscope, I see where we have read it. Tokyo, woe is me. You can't even see the sea. Zone, 'cause he runs so fast. Acts like a junkyard dog with a brain of brass. Gogi, oh, woe is me. You can't even see the sea. Gogi, Gogi, go.
Yeah.
status. Look into the microscope, I see through the apparatus. Gorgie, oh, woe is me. You can't even see the sea. Gorgie, Gorgie, Gorgie,
Pie.
sit in my carry-all. Run the wide load to the lip and watch the big door crack and glow. In the evening, I undo my belt, split open it. With my face between my hands, then crawl along the floor towards the doorway. Jump into my feet, I try to pull myself together, but I feel it in my knees, and the room begins to spin, and I slip it from my head and raise a welt, split open and melt. Seaweed and the slime. Down, 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 down. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Child of the 20th century, a dried up Goliath and a weasel named Fee. Far away in another place, a fading beauty named Lily Grace, a gospel singer with pox on her face, and a bamboo cane to help her keep the pace. Fee was a Buddhist prodigy, long past the age of maturity. Someday he knew it would set him free, like it did for Floyd, the chimpanzee. Oh, Free, you're trying to live a life that's completely free. You're racing with the wind, you're flirting with death. So have a cup of gummy and catch your breath. Oh, 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 Free, you're trying to live a life that's completely free. You're racing with the wind, you're flirting with death. So have a cup of coffee and catch your breath. He first met Millie in a bar in Peru. His heart was jumping like a kangaroo, like a beast in a cage in an old Dutch zoo. It was hopping and jumping in wooden shoes. But Floyd was jealous and alone. He wanted Millie for his own, a desperate craving in his bones. Their love, he said, I will not condone. Then one day on a ship to Quebec, Floyd found Fee and Millie on a lover's trek. He picked up a bottle and broke off the neck. It sliced through the air and Fee hit the deck. Oh, Free, you're trying to live a life that's completely free. You want to stay with Millie until you're dead, but you just got a bottle upside the head. Oh, Free, you're trying to live a life that's completely free. You want to stay with Millie until you're dead, but you just got a bottle upside the head. Tip. Millie said, Floyd, I'll make you lose your grip. With this tiny piece of paper, I can make you slip. So Millie took that paper and did the deed. Floyd hit the water with astonishing speed. And as the shark circled in and began to feed, Millie knew her weasel was finally free. Cause Billy took that paper and sliced him on the nipple. Oh, oh, Fee, trying to live a life that's completely free. Floyd is dead, he's nothing but a ripple. Cause Billy took that paper and sliced him on the nipple. Oh, Fee, trying to live a life that's completely free. You're racing with the wind, you're flirting with death. So have a cup of coffee and catch your breath. You're trying to live a life that's completely free. You're racing with the wind, you're burning with death. So have a cup of coffee and catch your breath.
Okay, I skipped a line. Sorry about that. Turned and began to scream at Floyd. She said, "You think you're pretty mean." And though she was as thin as a small string bean, she slid him in the face with a nectarine. Ha! To take this moment to thank the members of the farmhouse for giving us an incredible dinner. and treating us so well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have come to turn on the lights.
The authorities have come to tell us that there shall be no beer in this here barn. Any of that stuff either.
And I said, hey, Maki Super Policeman. Policeman came to my house. Hey, Maki Super Policeman. Policeman came to my house. Hey, Maki Super Policeman. Policeman came to my house. Hey, Maki Super Policeman. Policeman came to my bar. Woke up in the afternoon, Gaddafi in my bed, and I said, hey, Maki Super Policeman, policeman came to my house. Hey, Maki Super Policeman, policeman came to my house. We'll be right back.
policeman came to my house. Hey, Maki, super policeman. Policeman came to my house.
Thank you.
take a short break. Thank you. One, two, one, three, three, four. Okay, that's one song, one song. We'll be right back.
Oh, Pastor,
possum. Roll, roll, Susan. These animals that roads, they say. Whoa, possum. Whoa, possum. Whoa, possum. Security for us. His name was Jimmy. Well, he hadn't gotten old enough to grow up and join the Hobart Security Force yet, so at this point in time, he was just sitting in his living room, listening to his stereo. As he listened to his stereo,
He was really into this one tune he was listening to. He went and turned up the volume a little bit.
In a God of the Vida, baby, don't you know I'm in love with you? In a God of the Vida, baby, don't you know I'm in love with you?
So there he was, listening to his stereo. And as he listened to his stereo, he leaned back in his recliner. And he petted his little pet, who was sitting next to him on the recliner. Because Jimmy was a happy boy, because he had a friend. A little kitty cat, who sat next to him on the chair. And he looked down at the kitty cat and he said, I love you, kitty cat. You are my little kitty cat. And that's why I love you so much that's why I named you. That's why I named you. I love you so much that I had to name you. I had to name you. Your name was... I looked at you when you were born, just a little kitten, and I said, this is the kind of cat, this is the kind of cat that should be named. This cat deserves a name like, it should have a name like, this cat's name should be, Hold Your Nutbag! Well, Poster Nutbag wanted to go outside and go for a little walk. So Jimmy opened the door and Poster Nutbag went out into the street. But as he walked down the street, he didn't know that just around the corner, Harpua, the mean and nasty bulldog, was lurking, looking for a hot meat sandwich. Poster Nutbag wandered around the corner, and suddenly he came face to face with Harpua, and they looked at each other, and oh my god, Poster Nutbag coiled his body into a deadly arch! Onto the pavement below. Look, the storm's gone.
Jimmy,
yes, Dad.
Jimmy, I have some bad news.
What is it, Dad?
It's about your cat, Poster.
You mean Poster Nutbag?
Your cat died!
Poster is dead.